time.
Oh,
you're on, Pete.
From across the wine dark seas of space, out of the 21st century and into the sixth dimension, it's the future adventures of Commander Mark Time, Star Detective of the Circumsolar Federation.
Start the speed, Doc. Take over the tiller, Bob. Here we go through Time Warp 2.
Let's join Mark and his cosmic companions, Cadet Ensign Bob Bunny from Moon Camp, Dr. Elmo Technical from Terra Time Lab, and their all-digital sidekick, Roscoe, the irrelevant robot, navigating the known universe aboard the Federation flagship battle wagon Pegasus 2. Today's episode, Sand Spin City!
I told you, Mark, and I'll tell you again.
I bet you will.
The cues on this show are just uncanny, aren't they? I've been lost on a lot of lost worlds with lots of alien deserts, but Planet X had knocked the nips off in a nebulae. Bob, I believe it's your line.
Yeah, Bob, you're busy there doing all them fart-like sound effects.
I was trying to get the fart machine to work. It's really acting up.
Just
whoa.
Get that slide projector again.
Hey, listen, those weirdly cool spook tales that were running around Moon Camp really freaked me out, you know, around Planet X's gardens.
All right. I've heard enough, Dob and Bock.
Oh, you have?
Bob and Ray.
Oh, it's working good now.
Excuse me, Roscoe is on. I'll take one for that part. Commander Toon, would you like an actual quotation from an early 21st century Texan?
Well, I'm not sure I know what a Texan is, Roscoe.
Before my time, Mark.
This is a rich category of cyber jokes stored in my Urbox. For example, Texas House Speaker Gib Lewis said, "We'll run it up the flagpole and see who salutes that booger."
Thanks for sharing.
Not sure about that at all.
He also said what?
Oh, there's a lot of uncertainty that's not clear in my mind.
Well, I'm darn certain he spoke for all Ticos, whoever they might have been.
Kick me when I miss my next line.
Never mind that now. Let's never mind. The Prince of Old Noir is waiting for us under a cool black prairie palm in the oasis of El Petrol.
Roasted.
Did any of you space monkeys ever see an ancient holo flicker called Bo Jesty?
Oh, rock and retro stock, sure. Sand dunes and samurais. What wasn't that about?
Well,
that,
sort of, Bob. But over the next one.
What next samurai?
No, the next sand dune, Bob.
Oh yes, sir, Mr. T.
Over the next one lies the largest and most fertile oasis in the Wacko Desert.
Keep walking.
The locals call it El Petrol, which, of course, in this planet's language means Garden of Fear.
Oh boy!
Thought it would have meant Garden of Oil. Mm. Aren't you supposed to cover your head with your hands when you say that, Mark?
Well, it is a local custom.
Well, do it.
Again.
If you will permit me to have the opportunity to compute something helpful and so to justify the expense of my design, animation, and heightened 3D mensa reality, what kind of writing is
that? Yeah. You look solid, okay, but your darn shadow's all cockeyed. And look under your boots. There's no damn footprints.
No.
You could try the helpline.
All right, stand easy, men.
Standing is easy, Commander.
Comedy is hard.
Can I stop pushing
that's
this walking button?
It's interstellar comedy that's hard, Doc.
I think he jumped your cue.
Sorry.
Okay, are those my cues?
Oh. Yeah.
I'll pull them out of the fire.
When we enter the outskirts of the oasis, boys, pull your cloaks up over your faces. That way, no one can know that we're genetically different.
Well, fully mutated in my case, sir. Hippity hop.
Our job is to find, discover, root out, capture, and imprison the Prince of Old Noir, and so, to alter the course of history on Planet X. Let's go.
Let's go.
Mouthwind.
Oh, you're in the desert of Mouthwind. Where in this oasis of black hardness did they hold you prisoner, Mark?
Well, everywhere and nowhere, Doc.
Yeah?
Now, remember, the tricky treachery of these Planet Xers is very far advanced.
No.
They throw a spell of a cell around you, and you're caught behind bars of your own brain.
Wow.
But we're headed for that group of sandstone towers.
Where are all the Xers, Mr. Time? This path is empty, and all the doors are closed. Gee whiz! How come my sound effects box isn't working?
Well, it's because you're the junior officer, Junior. Don't worry. It'll be quiet here for just a moment, Bob, and then all of a sudden...
Yeah?
Well, all of a sudden...
Your imagination kicks in, see?
Yes, that's right.
That's right, and you can imagine a marketplace.
That's
a lot
right.
Of ambience.
A lot of stuff going on in the
that's
marketplace.
Right. A lot of little voices.
There you go, wall of oil. All right, boys. We'll meet under those towers. Find your own ways through the crowd. Be careful. And you, Roscoe?
Roscoe is on.
Oh, try morphing into something a little less combat ready.
It's a glitch in my program. Travolta virus. You can call the helpline.
Oh, never mind. And remember your Circumsolar Federation oath. Speak rhetorically and carry a big blaster.
Aye, aye, Commander Time.